No vomiting.
Which is nicer?
Well, I believe the heathen would be better.
Okay. Any really crude thing to say?
Yeah. Had to throw up.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
Ugly way of saying that.
I think so.
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
Sick on his stomach.
And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and seemed really interested in her, you'd say that he was.
You'd say that he was. They were getting pretty thick.
Okay. Any other way to say that?
Well, you could say they'd get mighty close or mighty thick or might have a wedding or something here after a while.
Did you say courting or sparking or going with?
No, well, you could say they're sparking a whole lot. But I'd just say they're getting mighty thick.
Yeah. And in this case, he would be called her...
He'd be called her boyfriend.
And she would be his...
girlfriend.
Say if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been...
courting.
Okay. Or say you've been what?
Kissing.
Any old-fashioned term for that?
No, I'd just call it courting.
Okay. And, when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
I'd say they were breaking up.
And say he asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down.
And say they were engaged, but all of a sudden she...
She broke the engagement.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called a...
Broom.
Huh?
A broom.
But the boy that stands up with the groom is called a...
He's called a broom, isn't he?
Okay. And, the woman that stands up with the bride.
With a what?
That stands up there with the bride is called a...
The woman stands up there with the bride is called the, bridegroom.
Okay. And, do you remember a long time ago when someone would get married, the people in the community would fire off pistols and... ring cowbells?
Oh, yeah, they'd fire off pistols and ring cowbells and take the wagon and they'd take the spoke, the wheels off of it and put it up on top of the house and hide the wagon and hide the buggy. And they'd take the man out and ride him on a rail and they'd tear up their bed, make them sleep on the floor, and the liable to do anything back 50 or 60 years ago. I've heard old people tell about that.
What would they call that?
Serenading.
Okay.
Serenading.
Sam, if you were at Miami last week, you'd say, last week I went
I'd say I went out to Miami.
Okay. And what if you say Jacksonville? Say last week I went.
Say went over to Jacksonville.
And what about say Atlanta?
I went up to Atlanta.
Okay. So how do you use the words up, down, and over?
Well, Atlanta is north. Jacksonville is east. Miami is south.
Uh-huh. What about Panama City?
I'd say I went over to Panama City.
Okay. Because that's west of here.
That's west of here.
And, say, he doesn't live here, he lives, what?
He lives over that, there.
Would you say up or down?
I'd say over if he lived that way. If he lived this way, I'd say over here. And if he lived that way, I'd say he lives up there.
Why would you say up or down?
Because it's north.
Okay. And,